This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 4th of July week, Independence Day, celebrating America. Is that not great or what? Somebody just said, I need some more information on Charlie Kirk's appearance in Rapid City. I'll give it to you one more time just because I love you. You're our fine listeners. I did just mention this before the break, but our guest last hour, Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA, is going to be at the Ram Coda Hotel in Rapid City tomorrow, 5 p.m., giving a speech about freedom. It's actually called Let's Talk About Freedom and the Fourth. South Dakota College Republicans hosting that 5 until 7 at the Ram Coda. All right? And they have more at the South Dakota College Republicans Facebook page, too. Register through Eventbrite for free tickets. That's on Facebook. Wanted you to know. We'll be down there, as you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the arrival of President Trump and his entire family. Kellyanne Conway, Secretary of Interior, David Barnhart will be there, and many others as well. So should be a lot of fun. Mike Lindell and I and Jack Brewer doing a little rally, Main Street Square, Rapid City. That'll be at 4 p.m. Mountain Time on Friday. That's the day of the fireworks. The president, I just saw the Air Force One schedule, and gets there about just before 7 Mountain Time. So there you go. And we look forward, certainly, to a busy couple of days. All right. Governor Doug Burgum is on the line with us. And as I promised, we get a chance to talk to the governor today about anything that's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Hello, Governor. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm excited for you and the fun days you got planned ahead down there in the Black Hills.
You know, I haven't been to the Black Hills in a long time. I was in my 20s when I was last there, but my wife has never been there. For us, Medora is heaven. See, we can see the mountain on TV, I guess. I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it, just to check it out, check out our neighbors. And I tell you, whether it's Medora, whether it's Mount Rushmore, those are some areas that are, you know, not exactly having a normal summer right now. So it's kind of fun to help them out, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Lot to do today on the program. Let me just start with what's on your mind. I'm just going to, you know, I mean, I can't even imagine as you wake up the first thing that hits your mind and what's ahead on any particular day, because there are so many balls in the air and a lot of things going on. But what's on your mind today?
Well, I think the first thing is, of course, we're keeping a close eye on what's happening in the southern part of the United States. I mean, from Florida to California, seeing some big increases, and not just in case numbers because of the increased testing, but I mean, Texas has gone from 4% positives of the people they're testing to 14% positive with COVID-19. You know, that's causing a number of these states to slow down their reopening. And of course, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and I, we want to be in a state where our economy continues to recover, and so we're paying very close attention to that, making sure that doesn't happen here. And the way, the vehicle towards making sure that we can keep our economy going and growing, is just the basic things at work, which is, again, 6 feet apart, some social distancing, people washing their hands. We are clearly not over this thing. We're not out of it yet. And one of the things that we're seeing with the White House call yesterday with the Vice President and Secretary, Azar and Dr. Birx and others that were on the call yesterday, is the age of the people that are testing positive is dropping. In some states, it's dropped about 20 years, from in the 60s down into the 40s, the average age. And of course, people are still trying to sort out exactly what that means. But I think it means is, we are protecting the most vulnerable. I mean, the number of people that have mortality has gone down, but that's because, again, people that are, over 65 and have underlying comorbidities probably understand this thing is deadly. They get it. They're wearing masks. They're staying away from large crowds. But as other people go out and say, "Hey, this thing isn't a real threat, or it isn't a threat to me," then they're getting out, and then that's why we're seeing in places, again, Arizona, Southern California, and Florida, where they're having to shut down bars and they're having to, you know, thing, and that threatens whether or not we could get the kids back in school. So we're paying very close attention and trying to drive that. And our message to everybody as they head into the 4th of July is this is about, we are in it together. This is, you know, we, not me. And if you, you know, care about the bar owner, if you care about the small business owner, if you care about your grandmother's in a long-term care situation, you know, practicing the North Dakota SMART guidelines, that's what got us through this thing all along. If we can just keep doing that, we can avoid the fate that's happening in some other states where they're having to, you know, slow down their reopenings or shut things down again. It's something we don't want to do. And it's up to all of us working together to make sure that happens. And it's, again, pretty simple. If we can keep that transmission rate down by not having those transmissible moments, then we can just keep moving ahead and we can keep having the great numbers that we're seeing in North Dakota. But I'm worried. We have seen a slight uptick in the last week, and so as we head into the 4th, there's have a lot of caution, and people should just be again North Dakota smart as they celebrate this great holiday.
And North Dakotans can be trusted to be North Dakota smart, can't they? I mean, one of the things I bristled a little through this whole thing is the nanny state may be too strong, because I think obviously everybody's well-intentioned here, but it's like almost like, okay, we're kids again. I mean, look, if you have a health condition that means you're compromised, be very, very careful. Wear a mask. You know, don't go out unless you have to go out. All those things. But obviously, someone that is healthy can just be smart about this. I mean, I saw a guideline for the University of Mary's reopening, and it was something, I'm paraphrasing here, not reading from it or anything, but it said something to the effect of, look, the most dangerous position you can put yourself in on COVID is to stand nose to nose with somebody for more than 2 minutes unprotected. So don't do that. Don't, we do that with our family members maybe, but we're all around each other. So I don't know. It seems like we're kind of worrying about something that North Dakotans seem to be handling pretty well. Am I too casual about that?
Well, I think you're spot on, and that's what we've been saying all along. I mean, we avoided, following other states. We were one of the few states that didn't have a shelter in place, that didn't have a stay-at-home order, because we believe that North Dakotans are smart. We believe that North Dakotans exercise both individual and collective responsibility. They think about themselves, and they think about their neighbors. That's what North Dakotans have always done, and that's what's really embodied in the North Dakota SMART guidelines. And as we've said over and over, it's not what government says, it's what people do. And we recognize in this thing that part of the way that we, you know, keep our freedom, keep our economic recovery going is making sure that we don't get complacent here, because this is a real thing. It's highly contagious. And when you're seeing some of these other states go backwards again, that's not something we want to see for the nation. We don't want to see it related to, even as it you know, plays into lives and livelihood. We want to see our country, we want to see our economy growing, and you know, for all kinds of reasons. But yeah, it is, North Dakotans have been smart through this, and I know they'll continue to be, and as they celebrate smartly, and particularly if you've got any vulnerable adults in your or vulnerable children, people with underlying health conditions, people who've got, you know, had cancer or going through cancer treatments. There's a lot of folks, not just age related, that this could be very deadly. And so again, you know, as we celebrate in a way where it's about we, not about me, because we are all in it together.
Talk to a really wise man. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but you know him. And it just one of the people I talk to when I'm just trying to sort things out, you know, seen everything in North Dakota. And he and his wife are in their 80s. And he said, you know, here's the way I look at it. He said, if you get the flu in the winter, you know, last a week or so, you know, sometimes at worst in the summer, 3-4 days, I'm kind of thinking, I'm just fine. Why don't I get it? Be done, have that immunity, and then my wife, same thing, she's done with it, and we're good. And by the way, if we end up dying, we end up dying. You know, we're in our 80s. It isn't like, anything that isn't going to happen at some point anyway, and we're right where we need to be and feel okay about it. But I thought that was pretty bold. What do you say to somebody like that says, you know, look, you can't have your life consumed by this. You have to live your life and be smart, but, you know, maybe it's better to get it and just be done.
Well, I think that, you know, everybody's got to face their, has their different philosophies about life and how they want to live it. And I respect that, you know, the strong independents that you've just shared there. But, you know, there's other people that are, you know, that might be 70 or 80 that want to live another 20 years and see their grandchildren. So they're not interested in getting something where they might, you know, again, because in North Dakota, it's, you're over 80 and have underlying health conditions for, you know, it's about a 1 in 4 chance that you wouldn't make it through this thing. And some people don't want to, play, you know, Russian roulette with a 4-chamber, you know, disease. And so they've got a choice. I mean, so everybody's got to approach their own approach and how they want to do this. But again, this is why we want to get the information out there and people can act accordingly on this thing. But the comparisons to the flu, because people that have had this, and if you know people who have had this thing is a lot tougher than the flu for people that are really have a bad course of it. And then the other thing is different from the flu is if you're, you know, 30 years old and you have this thing and you're contagious, you may not even have any symptoms. That's how it's completely different, because the people that have the flu,
yeah,
know they have the flu and they stay home.
Right.
You could have COVID-19 and be passing it off to everybody you're hanging out with on the 4th of July.
Generous, generous Jerry, he's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, he's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
North Dakota locations include Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Stanley, Hazen, and Williston. In Minnesota, Bemidji and Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off on Facebook and on the web at GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
H.A. Thompson and Sons is here to help your bottom line. These are challenging times for every single business, and you know, hundreds, well, in fact, thousands now, over 1,000 different businesses that have buildings have said, H.A. Thompson and Sons, can you just do our HVAC? In other words, they manage everything. Got big boilers, got all these kinds of big, huge manufacturers are using them. And then they have a, you know, static bottom line. They know exactly what the price is going to be. H.A. Thompson and Sons, something breaks down, they fix it. Something is in need of replacement, they do it. It's a link service. It's really good. H.A. Thompson and Sons, call them at 234-9889. They've been doing this for over 100 years. HATandSons.com. 20 past the hour, we're rolling on with our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum. I have, and by the way, we'll put all the testing sites up on the websites and the Facebook, because I know Grand Forks is coming up today and other places as well, so you should know when they're happening. So, Governor, we'll do that. I've got a number of texts, different questions for you, and I want to go to a few of these and just go as quick as we can through these on the lightning round. I believe the governor is wrong. He's selling fear still. How many people have we killed growing up passing a flu or a cold bug? If the wrong person gets it, it would have made them very ill or killed them. Because there's no contact tracing, we can't know that. But to use the virus like this with fear and control issues, AIDS is still killing more people. Where are they at in saving people?
Well, there are a number of things in there. First of all, that's not true about AIDS being completely false. I mean, given the both the global deaths of this pandemic and the and what we've lost in terms of U.S. lives, far outstrips any other sort of pandemic or disease that in the past. So that's just not accurate. But I'd like to say we're trying to sell optimism. We're trying to sell the fact that North Dakotans have been fantastic through this. We're trying to basically have built our whole approach as a state around individual responsibility and the confidence that we can get through this together and we're going to be there stronger. So I guess I refute the whole proposition of the statement that was being made, and that what we are trying to do is this unknown thing is, particularly when we've got 20% of North Dakotans who are vulnerable, and it's not fear, it's a fact. We've said facts, not fear, at the beginning. It's a fact that if you got underlying conditions and you get this thing, it's highly deadly. And I think that that's information the public needs to understand. And then we're doing everything we can to make sure that we can have our economy open and rolling and growing and doing that. So we're protecting lives and livelihoods at the same time. And what we need right now, again, is consumer confidence for people to get back and get out and get into the business. And the way we do that, the way people get confident to come back out, including people that are older with underlying vulnerabilities, the way they gain that confidence to come back out is they know that we've got a handle on the testing. We've got a handle on where this invisible enemy is. And we've got confidence that if they go someplace that people are going to be respectful of them. If they're out in public wearing a mask, the people are going to be respectful of them, that they may have underlying conditions. So again, it's we, not me. And it's about, it's not about politics. It's about politeness. It's like, how do we respect others that may, because the risk of this disease falls very unevenly across different people. And I think this is why we've got to get our empathy and understanding up. We can get consumer confidence up, and that's the way we're going to move forward.
We have a couple more that are related to the COVID thing here, and I do want to get some other topics on the table, so just help me go as quick as we can through these. The governor, this is a texter, the governor sounds like he went from flattening the curve to now avoiding the Chinese virus. Has something changed?
No, nothing's changed. I mean, we are trying to, and we've successfully managed to be the least restrictive states with the fastest reopening in terms of what we're doing. So we've managed all that well, but we are looking at what's happening across Texas, Arizona, Florida, and other states and saying, we don't want that to happen here. We don't want to go from Texas went from 4% positivity rate to 14%. Now they're shutting down businesses again. We don't want to do that. So we are working on lives and livelihood, and strategy has not changed.
Here is another on a different topic. We need action on packers now. Beef producers do not want handouts. Just a fair and open market. The obscene disparity of profits between packers and producers is criminal and needs to be prosecuted. And I hear that over and over and over again. Maybe get the National Governors Association to get behind trust-busting efforts. Governor Burgum is a good TR student. He handled this like TR would. Big stick. Quit the COVID advertising and news conferences. They just play into the hands of the liberal agenda and keep some people paranoid. So a couple things there. Go on the beef front. Is anything big, bold, you know, on the table for us to do?
Well, federal trust busting, I mean, trust busting falls in the feds. And I know that we've, you know, both our senators, are on this. I know that we've had South Dakota senators that are leading investigations into it. And there is concern there relative to the consolidation of power. And then I think now there's an opportunity. There's been an exposure of and a greater awareness of the importance of our food supply and the dependence on a few number of packers, including ones that were foreign-owned packers. And I think there's an opportunity here to restructure the industry. But back here in North Dakota, working with the Commissioner of Ag, Doug Goring, we've, you know, passed through the Emergency Commission and working with the legislature and budget section. Part of our CARES Act dollars have gone towards supporting, you know, the small, the independents, and the people here that are doing, you know, meat packing, butchering, and processing in North Dakota, because we've got, you know, dozens and dozens of small operations in North Dakota, and we want to support those individuals as well. And it gets back to the, you know, support local, do value-added local, buy local. Those are all pathways that we're supporting, and we put millions of dollars into supporting that industry through the CARES Act dollars.
Another question says, what about the USMCA trade deal? Can it be a positive in a sea of negativity? Takes effect, by the way, tomorrow.
It's a huge positive, and we strongly supported it from the get-go. And Vice President Pence brought it up on the call yesterday. This is something, again, that they need to understand that this is one of the most significant trade deals the United States has ever signed with U.S. and Mexico, and for North Dakota, where our largest trading partner is Canada, whether it's in energy or ag, and what's going back and forth across the border. This is a win for small businesses, it's a win for agriculture, it's a win for energy, it was a win for the U.S. It's a win for our economy, and we supported it through and through, and very exciting that President Trump and his team was able to negotiate this and get it in place. Excited it's starting tomorrow.
Masks or no masks? Ask the listener. I don't know what that means, but there's a lot of mask talk right now. Are they effective? Are they not? You know, mask shaming, all that. I mean, do you wear a mask? I do when I feel like I'm going to be somewhere where I want to protect others. At church, for instance, there's elderly people there that want to go to church. I'm going to wear a mask, right? But I don't feel like I need to wear one all the time. Just worry out of the mask thing. The science of man.
Well, I think it's just as you said, Scott, it's situational. First Lady and I were attending Sister Thomas's memorial service on Sunday night, and you're in a closed indoor facility with a number of her Benedictine sisters who also in their 70s or 80s or perhaps even older, and out of respect for those folks, we thought it's important to wear a mask.
Hold that thought. See what the governor will finish in just a second. Well, coming up, folks, on What's On Your Mind.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many lawmakers expressing concern about reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. House Majority Leader, Democrat Steny Hoyer.
It is therefore very, very troubling when you have information that indicates that there are payments being made to specifically target U.S. personnel.
Boyer commenting after being briefed about it at the White House. He disputed President Trump's claims that the reports of the bounties are a hoax. Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian Carl Reiner has died at the age of 98. He passed away last night at his Beverly Hills home. His son Rob Reiner, acting in various TV series and becoming a director himself. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Daddy's belt, Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool. In my
back on What's On Your Mind. 28 before the top of the hour, more with Governor Doug Burgum in just a moment. We'll finish that conversation. We're going to talk about online education. Jeff Holm, Vice President of Online Education at UND, where they have embraced online learning, something that is not exactly done at NDSU. So it's interesting these schools have two approaches, and we're going to talk with Jeff a little bit about that coming up on the program. Afterward for Coast Materials.
Coast Material. Oh, I thought you said Joe's.
No, Coast.
Coast. I don't have that info in it, but I know they're hiring. But they're hiring for, like, everybody, aren't they?
They are, indeed. Yep, exactly right. You got the book right there, but we'll finish with the governor here. Governor Doug Burgum, thank you so much for the time today. One final question here from a listener has to do with just moving forward, getting out of this a little bit, and wondering, I'm taking three texts and putting them into one. But essentially, the more you talk about COVID-19, the more people are fearful of it. So it becomes kind of like a self-fulfilling a prophecy, and people are worried about that. I mean, I read yesterday a story that I saw NPR, U.S. pediatricians call for in-person school this fall, and if you read this story, they did a study and they basically said the kids are worse off in about every regard because of what we've just gone through. Now, that's understandable because they paid a price, obviously, for other people. But on the other end, it's got to end. When I read that, I got 100 text, emails, calls, people saying, please get that out there. All we hear is the negative. All we hear is the bad. And you know what? It's scaring people. So I'll leave you with a chance to explain your thoughts on that commentary.
Well, we had a chance to also see the pediatrician's report, plugging that into our game plan is have schools open the fall, universities open the fall, K-12 open in the fall, and the path forward on how we get there is to make sure that we continue to have the great numbers that we have in the state, which is we're 46th out of 50, which is where we want to be in terms of having the lowest positivity rate, and so we are, again, well positioned, and we're in good shape. We've got our testing capability up. We've got to expand that even more as we think about getting kids back in school to be able to do this. Because again, while the risk is low for most young people, there are some young people that are at high risk, and there's some, you're going to have teachers and faculty that are at risk. So how do we operate under a world where we can balance and operate successfully, deliver great education, take care of the emotional and social needs of the students, at the same time making sure that we're not creating risks for the people that are trying to support them and educate them and teach them. So it's a complex situation, but in North Dakota, we're making incredible progress on all these fronts. you know, again, with long-term care, which we've talked about in the past, making an announcement today, expanding the definition of compassionate care visits, and we've got a number of facilities, 214 out of 218 have passed through phase one. We got 77 that are at phase two that are open for indoor visitation. All the facilities, all 218, can do outdoor visitation. And so, again, North Dakota leading the nation in terms of a number of things, in terms of how we managed to be the least restrictive on the way down, the first to get back opening. And we'll do the same thing with K-12, working together with all the different entities to make sure that we can do it smartly and safely. And with that, I'll just close out and again say, Scott, thank you for all the work that you're doing to get facts, not fear, out there into the people of North Dakota. And thanks for everything you're doing to support everybody in North Dakota. And I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July and hope you have a fantastic time with the president down in South Dakota.
Thanks a bunch, Governor. Always appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon. Thanks. Good conversation today. Good. This is the kind of conversation we need to have and keep having. And I appreciate it. I know the frustration level is rising, but the governor is hearing that and explaining why he's doing what he's doing. I think that is worth noting. I just think we got to keep this conversation going and continue to be, you know, fearless. Fearless. That's right. Just facts. No fear. So what were we saying right before the break? Oh, Kevin and I were talking about Coast Materials. And the folks at Coast Materials have a question for you. Are you looking for more stability? Are you looking for a change of scenery? Coast Materials has immediate openings. Right now, ready-mix truck drivers with current A or B CDL, they want you in Fargo and Grand Forks. Excellent pay, benefits, safe, reliable equipment, some relocation assistance available. KOST, coastmaterials.com, or call 367-1759. Thursday, we'll be live at Petroserve USA. Thursday, good chunk of the day. We'll be there bright and early at 7 in the morning. I'll be there till midday. The specials go till noon, and we have 25 cents off per gallon on unleaded 88, so you can get across the state on the holiday weekend. Plus some great home cooking, too, at Petroserve USA. And I see on Thursday they have some fun planned for us. Well, fun might not be the word. Food, comfort food planned for us on a Thursday. How about a French dip sandwich or pulled pork? Every lunch special comes with two sides and a bun, too. Visit PetroserveUSA.com for all the specials. Don't forget Valley Dairy, part of the family, too. And you own them. That's right, they're a co-op. You own them. So, where else can you eat at a place you own, huh?
I love it.
Exactly. PetroServe USA. See you there on Thursday. All right, 22 before the top of the hour. I know a number of you wanted to ask questions of Governor Burgum. We'll have him back. He's been great. I think he's been on every week all through COVID, sometimes a couple times a week. So very accessible, and we do appreciate that. So he'll be back. Any questions, text him in. We'll get them asked of him. We're going to talk about online education and how that has changed because of COVID and how it will change going forward. And also a little bit on the strategic planning. Jeff Holm is the vice provost for the online education and strategic planning efforts of the University of North Dakota and joins us now on the program. Hello, hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. Glad to be here. I'm looking forward to talking a little bit about how online education can serve the needs of North Dakota.
Yeah, me too. UND has learned to be flexible over the 100-plus years, right?
Yeah, that's unlike my own aging, I'd say the university's become more flexible. I have a hard time with that flexibility issue.
Yeah, actually, over 100 years of sort of flexible educational opportunities, and obviously the university itself goes back to 1883. It predates the state of North Dakota, for crying out loud. So, but let's talk a little bit about the, you know, the pioneer spirit there and how you've done this and how this really is, while it's something new and it's evolving, it's part of a culture that's been there a long time, right?
Oh, right. As you said, you know, we started with distance education, the old, you know, send lessons back and forth through what we now call snail mail or the U.S. Post Office. And then, you know, when the World Wide Web came on the scene, it wasn't long before higher education saw that as another way, another avenue to reach out to students that, you know, couldn't quit a job, had to support a family, couldn't move to a campus location. And UND started online education really in the late 80s in our engineering department. At that time, they worked with 3M, and that just expanded over the years into over 100 now, 120 certificates and degrees that we provide fully through online delivery.
How is it received with the kids? You hear sometimes people, kids don't like it. They want the college campus. They don't want the online. And that's sort of saying, like, I guess kids don't like chocolate milk, right? Well, some do, but some don't. But, I mean, you hear that a lot where people say, you know, it's not well received because students prefer to be online. What you're doing, what you're pioneering here, how is it received, do you believe, by students?
Well, you know, there is no typical student anymore, right? I mean, there is the 18-year-old right out of high school. And many of those students look forward to an on-campus experience. And online doesn't need to take away from that. In fact, online can supplement and add to that. One thing we've learned in the COVID-19 world is that the distinction between an online course and an on-campus course is becoming more and more blurred. We are using online technologies within on-campus courses to a much greater extent. I mean, we probably did a 5-year leap in a month in terms of how our on-campus courses started to incorporate more ability to interact online. Now, think about online interactions. You know a lot of people that are involved in Facebook, right? Snapchat, Instagram, all sorts of platforms in which people like to interact online. I think what's missing, though, for the typical younger student is they want that social experience of being on campus. We want to provide that. UND looks forward to continuing to provide that. But you got a lot of people out there that aren't in a position where they can do that. Maybe financially they're struggling and talking about taking off work or at best working part-time while you move to Grand Forks or perhaps one of the other institutions in the system, although I think Grand Forks has the leg up there. But the point is that that's a difficult thing. Maybe they're supporting a family. Maybe they started college, had some financial issues, had to stop, and now are looking, how can I finish my degree? The on-campus experience doesn't fit their needs well. So that's where we step in for a more fully online experience.
You know, we talk about online courses sort of like we talk about a car. You know, my car, well, it could be, you know, it could be a big truck with all kinds of bells and whistles, or it could be just a little, you know, putz around the town kind of thing, get around the car. Online courses of yesterday are very different than they are today. Explain what your vision at UND is of an online course.
Well, our vision of an online course, once again, I'm not sure there's one vision. There are lots of visions. Like, you know, I'll use your car analogy. One size doesn't fit all. What was the old, to show my age, there was the old auto out of Yugoslavia, the Yugo, the people's car. It was like the one car they made, and it was supposed to fit all the needs, and it was a horrible failure. That's, I think, a great example. We look at providing different models that fit different needs. I think that some needs include, for example, what's referred to as asynchronous. That means you don't have to be there at any particular time. You can do that course on your own time. Maybe you only have 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. when the kids are all asleep, and you know that's the only time you can do your course. You can do your course that way.
Dr. Holm, hang on just one second. We'll continue our conversation on the other side of the break. Vice Provost for Online Education, University of North Dakota, today on What's on Your Mind, learning a little bit about their strategic plan for online learning.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year,
What a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From hot spring spas and pool tables, too. In Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, online at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, SchwannBuickGMC.com. I'll tell you what, lots of pre-owned inventory they have got to move, and they are all priced to go right now. Plus, the first ever Encore GX is there, unboxed and ready to check it out. If you haven't seen the new Buick Encore GX, it is an amazing vehicle. And as always, SchwannBuickGMC.com, or give them a call or just stop in at the location. Boy, I'm just looking through the site, man, there's always something going on. 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Phone number 701-214-6372, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Tomorrow on the show, Kent Setzring will join us from the team at PetroServe USA. He's their fearless leader, the CEO. And we're going to talk about touring the state with Unleaded 88. We'll be at PetroServe USA in Valley City to kick off the 4th of July holiday on Thursday. Also tomorrow, Mike Lindell from MyPillow back with us on the program to talk about the fun we'll have, the Faith Family Freedom event in Rapid City, 4 o'clock on Friday. Mike Lindell tomorrow to talk about that. Mike will be there. Jack Brewer will be there. Many others as well. Also, Dusty Johnson joins us tomorrow. He is, of course, President Trump's lone representative. Well, America's lone representative in just like North Dakota. We have one congressman. They have one congressman in South Dakota as well. Dusty Johnson will be here to talk about the president's visit to South Dakota and what that means for the state. So there should be a lot of fun. We got a lot of things happening. All right, a couple more minutes with our guest to talk a little bit about online learning today at UND. The Vice President for Online Education and Strategic Planning, Dr. Jeffrey Holm, with us today from UND. So we were talking before the break a little bit here just about the online courses looking so different. I mean, the technology and everything else. So if somebody hears online learning, they may think one thing, but this is today's online courses, right?
Definitely. It takes advantage of all the kinds of bells and whistles that you see when you go online to websites, when you look at YouTube. But it's more than just the courses. You know, a university to be successful, such as UND, that's been ranked as high as number 5 in best online universities in the nation, you have to understand that the learner for an online course is very likely different than your typical learner. Like I mentioned, our motto is your degree, your way. We want you to have the options that fit your lifestyle.
And that's pretty unique in the online education world, right, where you're flexible enough to say you've set your own pace, you enroll anytime, there isn't classes start now, classes start then. It's pretty – am I right? Is that unique?
It's definitely unusual. I wouldn't necessarily say unique, but it is unusual, Scott. That's the goal, I think, of every – well put together, strategically planned online university. Let's offer different avenues to get to the same place, to get to that career advancement that the person's looking for.
Yeah, that's very interesting. My daughter is a student at Yale, and they have been sending something about every other week, updating for the last, since spring break, really, about the fall and what would happen. And what they're going to do, it sounds like, is the residential remote instruction model. When I read that, I was like, what does that mean? Residential remote instruction? Are they staying home? No, it's on campus. Well, I was in campus. It was residential remote. What I got out of this is that basically they want them on campus. They want them in dorms, but they're not confident enough that their professors could be in the classroom, so the professors will stay at home, and the kids will stay in their dorms or apartments or whatever, but they'll have the campus experience. I guess when they go for a walk. I don't know. That sounds a little odd to me. What is UND's plan this fall?
So our plans for on campus are to offer on campus courses. Now that does mean that maybe we can't put all the students into the room at the same time. So some students, instead of maybe coming 3 days a week to class, you'll come 1 day a week from class to class, and the other 2 days you'll use Zoom, for example, to zoom in on your class. So you will be remote for a couple of days from your dorm room. But the instructor will be in the classroom, and you will be there sometimes. We're putting multiple layers of protection in place for both the student and the professors. But we feel if we're going to offer something and call it on campus, we've got to include an on-campus instructional piece.
Very interesting. Jeffrey, thanks so much for the time today. Fun to learn a little bit about what the plans are there, and I have a heart for UND. Spent 18 years in Grand Forks watching a whole lot of hockey games and football games and basketball games, and my father-in-law was the dean of students for a long, long time and worked alongside Dr. Tom Clifford, so a lot of love for that institution. Been there a long, long time, so we appreciate what you do, and thanks for the update today.
And thanks for having me. We appreciate your commitment and your interest and how would I put it, your enjoyment of what UND has put together.
Yeah, you bet. It is a joy to watch. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right,
bye.
Folks, about 6 before the top of the hour. Don't forget, we have to leave the air here shortly, and I hate that part of the day.
I know.
So darn tough.
Back tomorrow, though.
We are back tomorrow.
Dude, you're heading to Rushmore on Thursday.
We have Mount.
How excited.
So if you want to call and leave a comment about anything you heard on the show today, you liked, you didn't like, you want to know more, whatever that is, who was that author, tell me more, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. 800-200-1776. Okay? That's the Oasis Petroleum Hotline. Be the buffalo with Oasis Petroleum. You see the storm coming? We got a few brewing around Bismarck Mandan today. Just turn to the storm. Face the storm. Turn to the storm. Be the buffalo. That's what Oasis Petroleum is all about, and they love celebrating that in you. 855-200-1776. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions, including the Bergstead Farm Equipment Estate Auction near Volterra, North Dakota, featuring an exceptional line of John Deere tractors and combines, Tempty grain trailers, and a lifetime collection of guns. Piper's is also featuring retirement and estate auctions in Rolette, Tuttle, Gladstone, Bismarck, Robinson, Dagmar, and Belfouche, offering farm, ranch, and construction equipment, and a large selection of guns and ammo. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.